Here's Michael Reagan.
Mike Reagan here, everybody. Mike Reagan here. Mike Reagan here. I'm here. You're there. Smile and dial 1-800-468-MIKE. 1-800-468-6453. Our website, Reagan.com. Oh, gosh. There's something else in the news, too, you need to know about. There are troops in Iraq who are probably going to be getting more than letters. You know, they have mail call. You ever go to summer camp like I did? You live for mail call? I'm still waiting for the first letter from my dad and my mom. Never got. Anyway, you're waiting for mail call, and hopefully you get one. Well, what's going to be going on mail call is a little bit different now. They're going to be getting mail, but they're not going to be care packages. There is a group that's sending letters to our troops in Iraq and DVDs claiming 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting. They ought to take these. Excuse me, folks. I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something? These are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post. Don't blindfold him. Let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
Oh, my God. That was a mean thing to say, Brett. That was a mean thing. You know how mean that was to say?
I'm sorry if I offended Mark Dice.
You offended him terribly. But that's okay to offend him. You know, that's really okay to offend him. That they would do these kinds of things.
Yeah, these guys need to be introduced to the...